having their average yards to gain on third down was 8.1. That was the average. So Wisconsin's 7 for 18 in the game wasn't a terrible, but it was really indicative on when they had third and manageable and third and long, how successful they were. On the 7 they converted, it was an average of 3rd and 5. On the ones that they didn't convert, on the 11 unsuccessful ones, 3rd and 10 was your average. So breaking it down a little further, Wisconsin went 4 for 4 when they were 3rd and 5 or less, all running plays. They converted all four of those with a run. They were just 2 for 12 on 3rd and 7. Okay, so how do you stay out of 3rd and long? For Wisconsin in that game, the problem came down to first down that Wisconsin didn't do very well. Overall, they averaged about 5 yards per first down, but that number skewed because they had a gain of 28 and a gain of 33 on pass plays to Pauling and Williams. Those certainly count, but if you remove those plays that gained a first down, so when they had a first down snap that didn't result in a first down, the average plummets to 2 yards per play. So 15 of those 26 first downs had a gain of 1 yard or less. They ran 16 times. They passed it 16 times. They ran it 10. So it's not like they were just running into a brick wall every time. They did have a balanced approach on first down, but they just weren't able to run the ball in first down. They had a total of 20 yards on 10 first down runs. Mm-hmm. And that includes a 10-yard burst from Towie Walker early on in that game. So you take away that 10 on the other 9, they had just a 10 total yards. That's really hard to overcome. Last year against Iowa, frustrating game because Wisconsin outgained Iowa, but they had the 2 turnovers. In that game, Wisconsin's offense was very balanced. They threw it 30 times. They ran it 28. And on first down, they had balance too. 15 runs, 17 passes. They ran for 81 yards on 15 first down snaps. That's over 5 yards per carry. That's a recipe they need to repeat today. I know it didn't work out in a win last year, but that would keep them from getting into those 3 and obvious scenarios.
Well, if you get the fourth down, just give Atticus Bertrams the ball. Let him do his thing. A little love for the punter here in the last week.
Yeah, he went viral a little bit this last week for the, we'll call it an aborted punt, maybe not a fake punt. But either way, it was a great play, 15-yard gain, and the first down. But I don't want that to overshadow what is actually, he's having a really good season with his day job. He ranks 2nd in the Big Ten, 5th in the nation, averaging 46.3 yards per punt. That figure is on pace to be the 2nd best punting average in program history, trailing only Andy Vunavich 3 years ago, who was 46.4. So he's really close to the best ever. For perspective, Kevin Stemke, who won the Ray Guy Award in 2000 for the best punter in the nation, his average was 44.5 that year. So Bertram's almost a full yard or 2 full yards ahead of that number. So that puts Atticus Bertrams on the map a little bit. He's on the Ray Guy midseason watch list. This last week, he was recognized among Ray's 8, which they highlight some of the best punters in the country. Punting is going to be big in this game. It always is when they play Iowa. If you remember last year, Torrey Taylor was probably the MVP of the game, Iowa's terrific punter. This year, they've got a freshman out of Australia. He's been pretty good, too, but maybe not as good as Wisconsin's Australian punter.
Yeah, Reese Dakin is the Iowa punter, about 45 yards per punt. Yeah, they have shirts down here. Punting is winning. And there's truth to that with what the Hawkeyes have been about, especially in recent years. Let's get caught up on some other sports. What we got going? It's good stuff going on here.
Yeah, we don't always spend a lot of time talking about things non-football, but I thought it was appropriate today to highlight at least a couple. And one is the men's cross-country team for the Badgers that yesterday won their 7th consecutive Big Ten championship, their 55th in program history. That's the definition of a dynasty, what McBurn and his team have done. But even a bigger accomplishment is what Bob Liking achieved. He's a senior on the Wisconsin cross-country team. He won the individual title, the individual Big Ten championship, for the 4th consecutive season. Now you think about that. Of all the great runners that there could be in this conference, especially this year, you brought in Oregon and their powerhouse, and Washington's got a good program. 4 straight championships in Big Ten. That's an amazing accomplishment. First Badger to ever do it, only the 4th in Big Ten history. So that's pretty great. I want to make sure that got appreciated. Women's cross country finished 3rd in the conference, pretty good. And then women's hockey is the other one that needs some appreciation here. We get numb to it because they're always so good, but they're off to a 12-0 start, something that is just the 4th time they've done that. I know they win a lot, but they don't always start 12-0. They've outscored opponents 75-9, and that includes playing some good teams like Minnesota and some other ones. So there's a lot of talent and some other great things happening among Badger Athletics. I was hoping we could have talked about volleyball. They didn't fare so well against Nebraska, but they do get to play the Huskers again in a couple weeks and hopefully get to flip that back to Wisconsin's fair.
All right, we appreciate that, Patrick. By the way, it has gone final in Lincoln as the Huskers fall to UCLA, an interception off a deflection in the closing seconds seals the fate for Nebraska. So a big win for a struggling UCLA team going into Lincoln and holding off the Huskers 27-20. Stay with us. Coming up, our pregame chat with head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
At the Certified Angus Beef brand, we know the best moments, the ones that become cherished memories, don't just happen. We make them happen. Through the people we surround ourselves with, by the traditions we hold dear, and with the food we share. It takes a little effort, but finding the perfect meal, well, that's no effort at all. Just look for the Certified Angus Beef brand, because if it's not certified, it's not the best. Shop the pig today for the highest quality Certified Angus Beef.
Hey Badger fans, it's Tyler Van Dyke, quarterback for Wisconsin football. Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level. With a Camp Randall Club membership, you can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall Club has its vision set on victory. Do you? Visit CampRandallClub.com today to join.
Rosen is caught. Touchdown, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin sports fans. Brian Butch here. Do you love seeing our Wisconsin teams win? Well, I've got great news for you. With the release of Varsity Golden Ale and Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer from Potosi Brewing Company, you can make it happen. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of these beverages will be used to provide name, image, and likeness opportunities for Wisconsin student athletes to continue to compete for championships. So crack open a Varsity Golden Ale or Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer and know you are supporting the future of Wisconsin. This is why we jump around.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pregame show continues. Time for our pregame conversation with Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Listening to Braden Locke earlier in the week when he was meeting with the media, he said, I think he echoed what you were telling the team, one of the best things to do, no matter, but if a game doesn't go the way you want, is to get back out there as soon as you can. Get on the practice field. Get into some competition. And it seems like Braden really, I think your whole team has embraced it, but certainly your quarterback seems to have embraced that very mentality.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I think have always kind of made me like practicing on Sundays is no matter what the situation, you know, was the day before on the Saturday, is your ability to get back out there. And, you know, if it's a win, enjoy it, you know, but, you know, flush the body a little bit. And if it was not, didn't go your way, getting back out there and feeling like you're moving forward and not just hanging out and dwelling upon those things. So that's what we had to do.
That's the thing. In baseball, they always say it's every day you're playing. But in your sport, you don't have a game every day, but you got to turn the page pretty quickly, don't you?
You do. Both sides, whether it's good or bad. And especially when you play a little bit later at night, the 24-hour rule doesn't quite add up to 24 hours. But, you know, it's getting more and more, I don't say difficult, but more and more challenging because, you know, the league is incredibly, you know, bigger, larger, and more challenging. So if you allow yourself or if you dwell upon things that happen, you know, 12 hours after it, it's going to cost you.
You get ready for an Iowa team, and then we've talked on your radio show, you mentioned a news conference. Their identity has been in place for a long time. They do have a new coordinator, Tim Lester. Is what they're doing, is it more subtle, the differences, what they're doing now in the past, or is it maybe more than that?
Yeah, I would say maybe a little more subtle, but I don't know that no matter what, you're still going to, you know, rely upon the things that give you a chance to be as good as you are. And that is going to still be those front guys. That still is going to be running the football. And you know, so I think there's a lot of similarities. But, yeah, there's some difference. There's some subtleness that you know, I'm sure is what they were looking for. But nonetheless, they're still going to hang their hat on, you know, the things that have made them really, really good and incredibly successful over a long period of time.
We talked in your radio show about Caleb Johnson, someone you're very familiar with. He's from Hamilton, Ohio. He's looking at their last game against Northwestern. They got to him pretty effectively in the early going, but he's one of those guys, you might get him three or four times for a gain of one or none, and then he pops one, right? He's just that home run threat.
Yeah, that's the consistency, and I think that's where they've done a better job at kind of honing in on who was their back and then who would get the spare, you know, carries. Because early on, I think there was a little bit more of a rotation. And sometimes that doesn't allow a guy like Caleb to get into that rhythm and to, you know, kind of inflict his, you know, his style onto you and in a lot of ways wear people out.
They have on the defensive side too, they've talked about they don't try to be overly complicated, but they're just really, really good. Jay Higgins, their line. I know you spend a lot of your time on your defensive side, but that guy, that linebacker, they've got multiple players here, but this Higgins 34 is pretty good, isn't he?
Yeah, and it's like it seems like it's just repetitive over and over and over again that you know, over the last 20 some years, we can say some of the same things about some of the inside linebackers in particular that they've had and have played with and really developed. And I think that consistency is what I've always admired as much as anything, is no matter what, their ability to consistently, you know, keep repeating and putting guys out there that, you know, whether they're All-Americans or not, lead the Big Ten in tackles, but are incredibly sound and physical football players.
Is this your first trip to Kinnick Stadium since they started this tradition at the end of the first quarter? Were you an assistant at Ohio State when
No, first time around? This will be the first time that with their tradition that I've ever been there.
Yeah, the wave at the end of the first quarter, and it is one of the great traditions. And then as for the game itself, you know about the atmosphere, no surprises. It's the Big Ten, right? It's going to be hostile to begin with, but this will be a little different vibe compared to the last road game you had, right? Just the number of people and the volume and the place.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, I've played there, coached there, but it goes all the way back to, you brought up a name in Tim Dwight that I think that might have been my junior year, maybe my senior year when he was playing. And you know, just their ability to be right on you, and it's a great atmosphere. It's It always has been, and it's only gotten better.
Tim Dwight had a lot of special teams coaches, not to mention defensive coordinators, staying up at night. He was just that good. Hopefully the Badgers can keep those guys quiet here tonight. He's Luke Fickell. That is our pregame chat presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Stay with us. We'll check out scores, get you the lineups, all that coming up. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Wisconsin families are getting crushed today. We're paying more for food, clothes, gas than ever. Our open border has allowed over 10 million illegal immigrants into our country the last 4 years, driving up the cost of health care and housing for every one of us. For too long, these career politicians have failed our country. I'm not anything like these people. I'm a business guy who lives in a world where actually solving problems matters. I'm Eric Hovde, candidate for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because it's time for change.
Paid for by Hovde for Wisconsin.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Check some scores earlier today in the Big Ten. As we mentioned, a game that just went final a few minutes ago. UCLA held off Nebraska in Lincoln 27-20. Dylan Raiola got shaken up in that game in the second half. Heinrich Hartberg ended up finishing at QB for the Huskers. They were driving late, but an interception in the closing seconds helped seal the deal for the Bruins. Indiana trailed, actually, at one point, which we have not said that about the Hoosiers this year. Michigan State jumped on them to a 10-0 lead. Indiana then scored the next 47 points as the Hoosiers remain unbeaten now through 9 games, 47-10, a winner over Michigan State in East Lansing. Oregon comes into Ann Arbor and drops the hammer on Michigan today. The Ducks, number one, still unbeaten, 38-17 over Michigan. Northwestern in overtime slipped past Purdue and West Lafayette 26-20. It was Minnesota taking down 24th-ranked Illinois in Champaign, 25-17. And in the spotlight game of the day in State College, Ohio State fell behind early 10-0, but rallied to defeat the Nittany Lions 20-13. Other games of note of the top 25, Texas Tech scoring in the final minute to knock off previously unbeaten Iowa State 23-22. And Florida and Georgia going down to the wire. Georgia has just scored to take the lead over the Gators, 27-20, about 4 minutes left in that game. Kansas State, number 17, leads Houston 19-17, but Houston has the ball near midfield with a little more than 6 minutes left in that game. Miami rolls over Duke. Ole Miss takes down Arkansas. It was Army defeating Air Force. And that's a look at some of your other games here. Later tonight, by the way, in the Big Ten, there's also a USC against Washington in Seattle. Let's get a UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. If you missed it earlier, the Badgers have a couple of linebackers listed as questionable, specifically Tackett Curtis and Jaheim Thomas. Receiver Bryson Green also questionable, as is tight end JT Seagreaves. Luke Lachey listed as questionable for Iowa. Cade McNamara is out, had been their starting quarterback. He is out tonight, as is their, what was their third quarterback, Marco Linez. Brennan Sullivan will get the starting call. It'll be his ninth career start for the Hawkeyes. Also a freshman receiver who they, well, the coaches really like here, Reese Vanderzee, 6'4". Freshman from the state of Iowa. He is unavailable, as is some Prairies' Addison Estringa, a tight end. He's been out for a bit, and he will be unavailable tonight. And that is your UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Let's get to the U.S. Bank starting lineups. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. For the Iowa Hawkeyes on defense up front, the tackles are Aaron Graves, 6'4", 300-pound junior out of Dayton, Iowa, and Y.A. Black, 6'5", 317, a senior out of Marshall, Minnesota. The ends are Deontay Craig, 6'3", 266, a senior from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Ethan Herkett, 6'3", 260, a senior from Cedar Rapids. The linebackers are Jay Higgins, 6'2", 232, a senior from Indianapolis, and Nick Jackson, 6 feet tall, 235 pounds, grad student from Atlanta, Georgia. He is a Virginia transfer. A couple of years ago, he was second team All-ACC. Last year for the Hawkeyes, he was third team All-Big Ten. He is second with this Iowa defense in tackles. He also has 2.5 sacks to his credit. The secondary, Jamari Harris, one of the corners, 6'1", 189, grad student from Chicago, and Deshaun Lee, 5'10", 187, sophomore from Belleville, Michigan. Quinn Schulte, one of the safeties, 6'1", 209, grad student from Cedar Rapids, and Xavier Wampa, 6'2", 215, a junior from Pleasant Hill, Iowa. And the slot corner is Sebastian Castro, a good one, 5'11", 205, a grad student from Oak Lawn, Illinois. For the Badgers offense up front, Jack Nelson will handle things at left tackle, the 6'7", 315-pound fifth-year senior from Stoughton. Joe Brunner is the left guard, the sophomore from Whitefish Bay. Jake Renfro, the fifth-year senior from Okina, Illinois, is the center. Joe Huber is the right guard, 6'5", 310, fifth-year senior from Dublin, Ohio. And Riley Malden, 6'8", 308, redshirt junior from Lakeville, Minnesota. He's the right tackle. Your tight ends are Riley Nowakowski, the fifth-year senior from Milwaukee, and Tucker Ashcraft, the 6'5", sophomore from Seattle. Vinny Anthony, one of the wide receivers, 6 feet tall, 188, a junior from Louisville, Kentucky. C.J. Williams, 6'1", 196, a junior from Mission Viejo, California. And Will Pauling, 5'10", 190, redshirt junior from Chicago. The 1-2 punch at running back, Tawee Walker, 5'9", 218, a senior from North Las Vegas, Nevada. And Darion Dupree, 5'10", 205, a freshman from Chicago. And Braden Locke is the quarterback, the redshirt sophomore from Rockwall, Texas. He has hit on a little better than 57% of his throws for close to 1,300 yards, 7 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Against Penn State last Saturday night, he was 22 out of 42 for 217 yards and 1 interception. And those are your U.S. Bank starting lineups. The Badgers and the Iowa Hawkeyes, close series historically, 49 wins to Wisconsin, 46 to Iowa. When they had ties, they deadlocked on two occasions. Iowa has won the last two meetings and three of the last four. Both teams enter tonight's game with a 5-3 overall record, 3-2 in the Big Ten. Now it comes down to the finishing kick. Iowa has been very good in November in recent years, 18-2. The Badgers in November recently 12-6. The Odyssey Greek Yogurt is kickoff is next. Kick off your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Back to get things started in Iowa City. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
This is Ford Truck Month, with big offers on trucks that don't subscribe to the word impossible. Like the up-for-anything off-road ready Ranger, the adaptable Maverick, plus F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, featuring Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Build Ford tough trucks that see the impossible as a dare. And this is Ford Truck Month, with offers that make owning one possible. Get to your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Claim 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they, them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt and Matt from Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizzas, a proud supporter of UW Badgers Athletics. Nothing beats sports season. Every touchdown scored, every spike for side out, every three, that's nothing but net. Sports brings us all together. And the greatest conduit of it all is a Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza. Loaded with the finest high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub Pizzas are a must-have for your game-time grub. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section of your local grocery store.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your home for Wisconsin football.
You got to come out here, you got to compete, you got to make each other better.
Looks the throw, looks right, looks left, throws left, end zone, caught, Tucker Ashcraft, touchdown Wisconsin.
It's about effort, it's about intensity.
Ricardo Holman from one end of the yard to the other.
You got that find that edge that you can get to and then keep trying to push it.
Picked off by Wisconsin, Preston Sackman, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
It's time for Badger football. Today's game is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors. Learn more at join139.com. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, with the call of the game, here's Mark Tauscher and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
From Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City, alongside Mark Tauscher, Patrick Kerr, Mike Keller, Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back in our studio, this is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin football, now for the playing of our national anthem. Big crowd, and as usual, if not always, a loud one here at Kinnick Stadium, especially for these night games. The Wisconsin Badgers and the Iowa Hawkeyes, the Heartland Trophy at stake as we get into the regular season trophy portion of the schedule. And beyond that, it's just big for both teams. They both sit 3-2 in the Big Ten, 5-3 overall. And let us take a look at our keys to the game presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers. And the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox. What you have for us tonight, Tausch?
Well, it's always going to be physicality and who can win the line of scrimmage. But I think both teams, we've seen what makes them successful, and that's running the football. And I think from Wisconsin's standpoint, last week I thought we did a good job of sticking with it, but it just was difficult. And that third down, last week it was big. Don't get into third and long. Well, unfortunately we did, and the big reason for that is because Penn State had an answer for Walker in our run game. So tonight, this isn't one of those all frill games and trick plays and all. There are going to be some mix and match and hopefully some big plays, but this game is going to be one up front. Who can run the football better? Who can stop the run? And Iowa is going to test this group in a big way. So who wins that battle is going to be who walks out of here winning tonight.
Well, we've had some rain showers off and on. It looks okay, relatively speaking, as the captains get ready to meet for the coin toss. We do have a chance of rain throughout the night. Temperature mid to upper 50s. It'll be low 50s by game's end, so relatively mild with the temperature. But we'll see, hopefully, not too much in the way of rain here tonight. We'll send it down to the field. Jeff Servinsky is the referee as the captains meet for the toss.
Wisconsin,
of the coin.
You are the visiting team. We have a head and we have a tail. What is your call? Heads is the call. It is a head. You have won the toss, your choice. Want to defer your choice?
So there you go. The Badgers have won the toss. They have elected to defer. So I gave you the from the booth weather forecast. Out in the elements, he's been living right. We've had glorious weather.
Finally, adversity.
What do we have down there? What's the weather like? We getting a little rain or what?
It was sprinkling about an hour ago. It has since cleared up. Going to be a gorgeous night for football here. And it's going to be a loud environment. We talked about last week how Camp Randall was at its best. Kinnick is going to be at its best today. This is a great rivalry. The fans are as close here as they are at any visiting venue in the Big Ten, almost to the point where they can reach out and touch the Wisconsin bench. I mean that literally. So Wisconsin's going to have a lot of motivation in this game, none more so than winning that Heartland Trophy. That's something that stares at them every day. They talk about it all week, that there is an empty trophy case in that Wisconsin locker room. They've got the axe right now. They've got the Freedom Trophy right now. They haven't had the Heartland Trophy in 2 years. And with roster turnover like it is in college football these days, there's only 25 players on this roster that know what it feels like to have that trophy from the win in 2021. Just five players played in that game 2 years, 3 years ago.
All right, as the Badgers take the field in their all-white unis, the Cardinal trim, blackout here at Kinnick Stadium. The Hawkeyes with the black jerseys, black pants, gold piping, and the white numerals as we are set to go. Iowa will receive and will go left to right as we view it. That is north to south here at Kinnick Stadium. There's the kick from Gavin Lom, and this will hit about 5-6 yards deep in the end zone for the touchback, and the Hawkeyes will start at their 25-yard line, and we are underway.
Special teams, obviously, is always another big thing. I think both teams take a lot of pride in what they do on special teams, and that's another thing. We saw Wisconsin have a pretty doggone good day last week. They're going to need to do that again today, but I like the defer. You get the defense out, you can get that stop, and take a little bit of the juice out of a stadium when you go on the road.
And you mentioned those special teams. Caden Wiegen was one of the deep men there. He's very dangerous. Brought a punt back for a touchdown last week against Northwestern. Caleb Johnson is the running back. Brendan Sullivan, the former Northwestern Wildcat, is the quarterback. He'll read, he'll keep, he'll throw. It's caught across the 25, across the 30-yard line, and up to the 34, just shy of the 35-yard line is Zach Ortworth. They're tied in, and he gains 9 on the first play from scrimmage.
A fake zone play to the right, and that was really easy. You need to have support out there. Hunter Wohler came down, but you cannot allow the quarterback to have that easy of a two-way go. Easy dump off, quick 9 yards.
Two tight ends, no Luke Lachey here to begin the game. And Sullivan will work under center, single back offense. Little play fake, Sullivan the throw, under pressure from Kurt Neal, floats it left side, incomplete, intended for Jacob Gill near midfield along the far side. And it's 3rd and 1 for Iowa from its own 34-yard line as we are just getting started here in Iowa City.
Well, you'd think 2nd and 1, get the first down, be physical with the football, and Iowa took a shot there. They ran a two-man route, a little cross over the middle. Ricardo Allman did a great job of running step for step, and now we're setting up a 3rd and short.
Dayton Howard, Jacob Gill tight to the right, Sullivan in the shotgun. As Caleb Johnson to his left from the Iowa 34-yard line. Hand off Johnson, who gets the first down across the 35, up across the 40, and about the 41 or 42-yard line, Preston Zachman there to wrap him up, and that's a first down for the Hawkeyes on a gain of 8 yards.
Really nice job there by Iowa's offensive line on their left side. Just got great movement at the point of attack on a short yardage play. All kinds of room there for the first down for Johnson.
Kurt Neal playing the nose. You got Ben Barton and Elijah Hills up front. 1st and 10 for the Hawkeyes. Sullivan under center. Gill in motion right to left. Sullivan takes a snap. Handoff Johnson up the middle across the 45 and is bumped down by Jake Cheney at midfield. An 8-yard run for Caleb Johnson, and it's 2nd down and 2 for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, way too much push. And you know, Wisconsin's going to have to roll guys in. You know what Iowa is going to do. You have to be able to hold up at the point of attack there in the interior part. Their left guard center did a fantastic job of moving Wisconsin's defensive down lineman off the ball.
Caleb Johnson pushing 1,200 yards already this season, about 8 yards a pop. Gets the handoff here, tries the right side, gets hit at the line of scrimmage, falls forward to the 49 of Wisconsin. That was Ben Barton on the hit. And it's 3rd down and 1 for the Hawkeyes.
Really nice job by Barton of staying square on his block, going down the line of scrimmage. Jaheim Thomas came flying in, got him down.
On 3rd down, quick count, play fake, rolling right, Sullivan looking, throwing, and it's incomplete. Went behind Jarriott Bowie at about the 35-yard line of the near side of Wisconsin territory. It's 4th and 1 for the Hawkeyes at the Wisconsin 49-yard line. Iowa 1 of 5 this season on 4th down. We'll see how Ference plays it here, and he will send on the punt team. And about 70-plus thousand assistant coaches are not happy.
Well, the fans knew it. You could tell they preemptively were pushing for Ference to go for it, but He's going to do what he does.
He's Dacus on the punt. Pressure light. Kick is away. Sails to the near sideline, and it hits into the end zone for the touchback. And the Badgers will start at their 20-yard line. 12:44 left in this opening quarter. We're just getting underway here as the Badgers go on offense for the first time. No score at Kinnick Stadium.
And you could almost feel the fans knew it. And I'm actually up here looking. It's third and one. You're probably going to run the football. You've been having success. He runs the boot and, you know, unable to get it. And that, you think, all right, you're at midfield. You're going to go for it. The fans pushed. Well, Kirk's going to do what Kirk does. He played a conservative, and Wisconsin reaped the benefits.
Will Pauling slot left. Vinny Anthony wide left. C.J. Williams to the right. Tawee Walker, the running back. Shotgun snap. Play fake. Lock. Looking. Time to scan. Fires left. Caught by Tucker Ashcraft across the 25-yard line. Brought down by Xavier Wampa at the 26 on the near side. Gain of 6. Second down and 4. Badgers get back in the bowl.
I love that. Early first downs. Everybody's going to think run. Nice play action. And then just leak your tight end. Ashcraft did a good job leaking out. Lock had plenty of time to find it.
Pauling slot on the right this time on second down. And penalty
flinchy.
Markers fly. Pre-snap movement.
Tight end Tucker, I think, jumped a little bit there.
Ball here's
being
a goal.
Snapped. False start. Offense number 38. 5-yard penalty. It's second down.
We've talked during the season, Wisconsin and Iowa among the least penalized teams in the country. Badgers the least in the Big Ten. Iowa third fewest penalty yards per game in the conference. But that changes the math here. Second and 4 is now second and 9 at the Wisconsin 21.
That's crowd and obviously tight end as a tackle. It's always hard to hear snap counts and claps. Tight end got a little flinchy there, moved, and give it to the crowd.
Ashcraft slot right, Pauling slot left, shotgun snap lock, looking, five-man rush, throwing over the middle. Pauling the catch across the 30-yard line. He is cut to the turf at the 31. That's a first down. Well, it's good to see Will catch that first pass after all the drops last week.
Find that rhythm. It's the same thing with throwing the football, catching it. That was an on-time, great rhythm throw. Nice catch by Will.
First and 10 Badgers are on 31-yard line. They'll stack two receivers right, two receivers left. Lock again to throw. Look, shoots it left, and it's wide of the target. Incomplete. Intended for Pauling. Well off the mark to Sean Lee, the corner. Was the closest to the ball. Second and 10 for the Badgers at their own 31.
Good protection. I love Locke stepped up there. And he sailed it. There's no other way to put it. Will was open. Braden sailed it, and very fortunate that fell off the hands of the Iowa defender.
Locke has been among the more protected quarterbacks nationally. Second down and 10 for Wisconsin at its own 31. Double wide to the right. Tight ends on the left side of the formation. Locke takes a snap, gives it to Tawee Walker, slips through across the 35 and bounces his way up to the 38-yard line. A gain of 7, and it's 3rd and 3 for the Badgers.
Just a nice little double at the point of attack, and then right guard Huber pulled a little skip pull where you skip through and then did a nice job of kicking his guy out. Walker patiently was able to find the hole and pick up a nice game.
Badgers 43% on third down for the season. That ranks 9th in this 18-team conference. We're 4 minutes in, no score. 3rd and 3 for the Badgers. They're on 38-yard line. They go right to left, south to north here in quarter number 1. Lock stays in the gun. 3 receivers tight right, 1 to the left, and again movement up front. And again, it's Iowa's defensive players pointing at Wisconsin. As the officials will talk about it briefly. Maybe induce. We'll see.
Yeah, let's see. Now go politic a little bit. I think Joe Huber did flinch a little bit, and Iowa pulled it out. Let's see. There's a little chatter. Let's see.
Here's the call.
False start. Offense number 60. 5-yard penalty. Still second. Third down.
So it's now 3rd and 8 for the Badgers at their own 33-yard line.
And this is when when you hear coaches and players talk about fans and crowd noise. Trying to audible, trying to get off on the snap count or the clap count. Fans make a difference. Iowa on this drive, 2 false starts already.
3 receivers right, 1 on the left. Lock getting him settled in. 15 on the play clock. Braden will look over. Offensive coordinator Phil Longo with the signals. Play clock is at 7. Walker to the right of the quarterback. Again, movement, and this time they're pointing. The Badgers are pointing at Deontay Craig.
Yep.
Let's see what we have this time.
What's that verbiage again, Matt, that you like saying? Incitement or
inducement?
Inducement.
Disconcerting signals on the defensive line. If you make a movement that simulates the snap, that's where the defensive side gets in trouble. And it has been one of those points of emphasis this season. This conversation's taken a couple of minutes here. Here's the call.
Delay game. Defense shifting abrupt to draw in the revamp from the offense. 5-yard penalty. It's still third down.
Yeah, it does officially go in as delay of game. It's just a different kind of delay of game there. And more importantly, it gets Wisconsin back to third and three.
And the reason I felt that way, the flag threw, Joe Brunner actually flinched, moved, but the flag was thrown before he moved. That inducement was caused. Good call by the ref.
Stretch Kekahuna, slot to the right. Ball at the Wisconsin 38-yard line. Third down and three. Walker to the left of Locke. Oh. And again, movement up front.
That one's on us.
Yep, and it's going to go right back to third and eight. So remember what I talked about these teams being among the least penalized in the country? Shut up, Matt. We'll get the call, and then we'll send it down to Patrick. Here's Jeff Cervinski, the referee.
Game. Defense number 94.
Ooh.
Shifting abruptly to draw reaction from the offense. That 5-yard penalty results in a first down.
What do you got, Patrick?
Last two calls have gone Wisconsin's way, but this place is as loud as you're going to find in the Big Ten right now. I mean, the atmospheres.
Yeah, we've got some technical issues with Patrick there, but we got the gist of it. This loud, loud house. First and 10 for Wisconsin at its own 43-yard line. Trips to the right. Shotgun snap to Locke. Looking, pockets tight, and then Locke gets spiked by Y.A. Black inside the 40. They'll mark of the 38 of Wisconsin on a loss of five.
That one's on the coverage. The O-line did a pretty good job there. Braden had plenty of time. He was able to look. And you got to keep your eyes down, but a nice job by Iowa's secondary to be able to force that. That was the protection held up pretty well. Unfortunately, not long enough. Well, I'll tell you what, Matt, I'd love it if these rules were in effect of stemming and moving.
Yeah.
If they were calling that, I would have never had a false start in my life.
Two receivers right, one on the left. On second and 15, handoff. Walker trying the right side of the line. He gets wrapped up by Jay Higgins at the 41-yard line, third down and 12. And now we have a penalty marker, couple of beats after the play.
It's going to be one of these kind of nights, it looks like.
Oh, my goodness.
I blame you. You said no penalties.
Yeah, no kidding.
Uh-oh, coach is not happy over there.
After the play was over, unsportsmanlike conduct, defense number 29. That's his first of the ball game. That 15-yard penalty includes an automatic first down.
That's Sebastian Castro, their fifth DB, their slot corner. He did not play a couple weeks ago against Michigan State, and they missed him. It was an unusually high missed tackle night for Iowa and a loss to the Spartans, and now they have just, via penalty, the Badgers get another first down at the Iowa 44-yard line. 9 minutes left in the first quarter, no score.
Everybody's cranked up. You got to be able to dial those emotions in.
Kahuna in motion to the right, handoff. Walker trying the right side. He gets caught from behind by Ethan Herkett along the defensive line. Very good defensive end. Gain of one to the 43 of Iowa. Second down and nine. I never thought you were called for a penalty.
I never was. Never. Okay. I'm telling you, with this stem rule, that was a play there. Iowa's backside DN just chased Walker down. You had a boot action out of it. Locke had the tight end. You got to read that. I don't know if that was just a misread, but Iowa's DN came flying down. That's a pull, and if you do, you got a big play opportunity.
To the third linebacker in there, Kyler Fisher. He is in for Xavier Wampa. In the secondary, he comes out. Second and nine, Wisconsin at the Iowa 43-yard line. Darion Dupree, the running back now. And Locke takes the handoff to him. Fires, caught by Williams inside the 30. Right side down to the 25-yard line. That was a good fastball from Braden Locke at a first and 10 at the Hawkeyes' 25-yard line.
Oh, really good job. You could see all of Iowa's linebackers sucked up on that RPO fake. And then Braden just saw it, read it. Williams with a really good route, beat his guy inside, and Locke threw it right where he needed to. Great first down.
7:43 left first quarter, no score. Badgers on the move. First and 10 of the Iowa 25-yard line. Kekahuna slot to the left. Dupree is in there at running back, and Tucker Ashcraft has left way early. I mean, well before the snap.
Ball
never was snapped.
5-yard penalty. It's still first down.
I'm telling you, Matt, it is tough when you're, and Tucker's a young player. Obviously, he's got some experience, but it is a different animal. And then when you get one false start, you start getting your head. I don't want it. Mm-hmm. There, he just rolled, and you have to dial it in. You can see emotions are running hot tonight. You have to be able to control that.
First and 15 at the Iowa 30-yard line. Ashcraft lines up wing on the right side. Two receivers left. C.J. Williams to the right. Locke is the shotgun snap. One pump. Looking. Throws deep left side. Vinny Anthony. And it's broken up in the end zone. Oh, a terrific play by the cornerback Deshaun Lee. We just ripped it away and made sure that would not be a Vinny Anthony touchdown.
Yeah, great throw. And I thought Vinny had it. It looked as if he got his hands on it. But as you said, Iowa's defender just didn't give up on it. Continued to fight with his hands through the hands. And was able to strip it away in the end zone. Really nice play.
It'll be a second and 15 at the Iowa 30-yard line. Play clock at 10. Locke still getting him organized. Play clock is at 5. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Play clock at 2. At 1. Gotta go. And a flag drops, but a timeout was taken first by Wisconsin. I think they were taking their time there just to let the replay folks take a look. And it was a clean breakup. So we will go ahead and take a timeout off of the timeout called by Wisconsin. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and in the future. And drive on Wisconsin. Check out another winning lineup at BadgerlandChevy.com or visit your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud sponsor of Badger football. Scoreless in Iowa City, 7:07 left in the first quarter. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Save big money on your next painting project right now at Menards. Give your room a grand finish with Pittsburgh Grand Distinction Interior Paint. It's a premium paint and primer with excellent durability and comes in over 750 one-coat colors. Get a gallon on sale now through November 3rd. Save big on Pittsburgh paint. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. And with over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 7:07 left in the first quarter, no score. Badgers using a timeout. They have a second down and 15 at the Iowa 30. Already 6 penalties in this game, 3 aside. Tawee Walker in there at running back. Vinny Anthony out to the left. C.J. Williams to the right. Snap the lock. Looks left. Throws left. Anthony the catch outside the numbers. 25-yard line and wrestled down by Deshaun Lee. They'll mark at the 21 of Iowa. And that'll bring up third down and six for Wisconsin.
Just another. You have to love just in-rhythm throws. He's getting in it. Braden's getting in his drop. Ball's coming out on time. And we've had one throw so far that I think has been a little bit sailed. Everything else, the throw that Vinny almost caught for a touchdown, he's been on it so far in this first drive.
Jack Kahuna and Williams to the right, Anthony to the left. After that 9-yard pitch and catch, the Badgers have a third and six at the Hawkeyes' 21-yard line. Play clock is at six. Walker is to the right of the quarterback. Walker gets the snap. Rolls right, throws right, wide of the target, intended for Kekahuna. With Sebastian Castro on the coverage. And it's fourth down and six, and on comes Nathaniel Vakos. Try to get the Badgers on the board.
That was really well defended by their defensive end, Craig. He did a good job of coming down and then flattening back out. The goal there is for Braden to have that opportunity to run or throw it, but Craig did a good enough job to level out, forcing him to make that early throw, and now a field goal attempt coming up.
There's Vakos, 8 of 12 this season, 38-yard try here. On the left hash mark, snap spot, the kick is away, and the kick is good. Vakos from 38 yards away, and the Badgers have the first points of the night. We'll take a break, 6 minutes, 15 seconds left in the first quarter. Wisconsin 3, Iowa nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Just Ask a Touchdown takes great teamwork. A successful farm takes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit CaseIH.com/Badgers. And game-changing performance on your farm begins with ag equipment that's made for more. Discover the entire lineup of Klaus tractors, combines, forage harvesters, and more. Visit CLAAS.com. The Ford scoring drive, 12 plays, 59 yards, took 6.5 minutes, leading to a Nathaniel Vakos 38-yard field goal. There's 6:15 left in the first quarter. The Badgers lead Iowa 3-0.
So uncharacteristic, because you look at that drive, 12 plays, 59 yards. But then I'm looking here, third down conversions 0-for-1. And you start wondering, like, what? Because Iowa did the uncharacteristic, the LePay jinx of all these no penalties, and then to just gift wrap on some third and longs. And it's been a very choppy, you could just tell, emotional first couple drives on both sides. And Wisconsin very fortunate to go down and get 3 points. You take advantage. When teams hand you stuff, make sure you go grab it. And we were able to get 3 points out of that.
Caden Wiegen, Max Weitz are the deep men. Very light breeze, by the way, about 6 miles per hour. Would be at the back of Vakos, and he'll send this one to the back line of the end zone for a touchback. And with that, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, the Hawkeyes will start at their 25-yard line.
I made sure to put some notes down for our next coach's show about another disadvantage. The defense, they're getting all these disadvantages with now inducing snaps and everything else, but that really played to Wisconsin's favor there on that drive.
Yeah, you do have some material because Luke Fickell's always saying how everything favors the offense. Yep. Yeah, trips to the left, first down handoff. Caleb Johnson over the left side of the line, and he'll move the stack about 3 yards up to the 28-yard line. Darrell Peterson along with Christian Allegro getting in there for Wisconsin. Gain of about 3.5 yards. Second down. We'll call it a long six, just shy of the Iowa 29-yard line.
Yeah, really good job by Allegro. He, linebacker, speed, everything else. He just went, and if you watched, he bench-pressed that left guard and then went and made the play.
Brendan Sullivan, the quarterback. Jacob Gill, fellow Northwestern transfer with Sullivan. Motions to the left, and the throw from